there, RiderFlex Nation. Steve Urban here with more career advice and job interviewing tips for you. And as a quick reminder, if you enjoy our podcast, please remember to subscribe to our channel and like the episodes. And on today's podcast, top 10 tips for video interviews. Here we go. Number one, stabilize your camera. Don't do an interview on video walking around with your phone or trying to hold your phone steady, okay? Get everything stabilized. First of all, try to do it on a laptop or a desktop that's stable to begin with. But if you have to use your phone, get it set up, setting on a counter or something or a desk so that it's stable before the interview starts. Number two, eye level. Make sure the camera's at eye level, okay? Me as the interviewer, I don't want to look up your nose or something crazy or have a crazy angle on you, all right? Okay, get it eye level where you're looking right at the camera and not staring down or up, etc. Number three, it's got to be a quiet environment. Make sure you check all the things that could create noise, whether it's a barking dog or whatever. Okay, get ready for that. Make sure you're set up for it. Number four, it's a clean background, a clean, simple background. In fact, it's even best if you can just get almost like a blank wall behind you is really the best thing so that the interviewer is focused on you and not what's in the background. Number five, check the settings and the equipment ahead of time, okay? Make sure that the right mic is tied to whatever you're going to be using or the right camera. For example, we use Zoom, Z-O-O-M, for our video interviews. And if you haven't used Zoom before, sometimes it'll make you reset the mic or the camera, etc. You don't want to be fumbling around with all of that at the beginning of the interview. Make sure you check all that ahead of time. If you need to download something ahead of time, whatever it is, get that all set. Number six, turn your phone off before the interview starts. Now, I know that's a no-brainer, but I see this happen all the time. You know, make sure that there's no sounds that can go off on your phone during the interview. Number seven, click into the video interview, whatever link or thing you're supposed to be using, click in 1 to 2 minutes early. Be early, just a little bit early, but not too early, but click in 1 to 2 minutes early. Make sure that everything is going to connect right. Number eight, test it. Do a test first. Do a test interview with somebody else. For example, if you've never used Zoom, I would do a Zoom chat with a friend or a family member the day before and make sure you're used to it before doing it for the very first time on an interview. And number nine, during the video interview, look at the background for who's interviewing you. Look for an emotional connection if you can find one, okay? Maybe there's a picture of somebody surfing, right, or something in the background, or maybe there's a picture of somebody fly fishing or whatever. Look for something in the background of their office or the room they're in so that you can make an emotional connection and ask them about it. That always helps. And number 10 on video interviews, and I think this one's really important, smile during the conversation as much as possible. Here's what happens. When you're in a stressful situation like an interview and you're trying to remember what to say or how to say it or you're trying to remember certain questions to ask, sometimes you get this business look on your face that almost looks like you're frowning or maybe that you're in a bad mood or that you don't like what's going on. It happens to people all the time. Just remember to smile, okay? By the way, the best way to train yourself to do that is to video record yourself and just watch yourself. See how often you're frowning versus how often you're smiling. It'll make a real difference for you. And there is your RiderFlex tip of the day. We truly hope you find our material helpful and entertaining. And while our podcast can be heard across most platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud, you can become a supporter of this podcast by visiting our show on the platform Anchor FM. That's anchor.fm/RiderFlex. You can also send us your questions or suggested topics for future episodes to the email address podcast@riderflex.com or drop us a voicemail at 888-964-5876. extension 710. Visit riderflex.com to learn more about us. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and have a great day.